Christ washed us in his own blood, August 23. The cleansing blood. Unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Satan may whisper, "You are too great a sinner for Christ to save." While you acknowledge that you are indeed sinful and unworthy, you may meet the tempter with the cry, "By virtue of the atonement, I claim Christ as my Savior. I trust not to my own merits, but to the precious blood of Jesus, which cleanses me. This moment I hang my helpless soul on Christ." Man was under the condemnation of the broken law. He could not save himself, and for this reason Christ came to this world, clothed his divinity with humanity, and gave his life, the just for the unjust. He gave himself for our sins, and to every soul he freely offers the blood-bought pardon. The angels look with awe and amazement upon the mission of Christ to the world. They marvel at the love that moved him to give himself a sacrifice for the sins of men. But how lightly human beings regard the purchase of his blood. As this wonderful, priceless gift was bestowed, the whole heavenly universe was mightily stirred, in an effort to understand God's unfathomable love. Shall we halt between two opinions? Shall we return to God only a mite of the capabilities and powers lent us by him? How can we do this while we know that he who was commander of all heaven laid aside his royal robe and kingly crown, and, realizing the helplessness of the fallen race, came to this earth in human nature to make it possible for us to unite our humanity to his divinity?